Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nobody.
And you know, I've been sick for like the last 2.5 weeks with the flu. And one of the most irritating things about it is that almost everyone has asked me, do you have the coronavirus? Like, well, first of all, I probably wouldn't know.
Do you even drink beer?
Not Corona. I have a friend who drinks Corona, but no, I prefer like Long Island iced tea and shots of vodka and wine. Mm-hmm. Gratuitous amounts of wine. But yes, hey, it's wine, so it's all good. But apparently a lot of people are like scared, legitimately scared. Even people who I would expect to be above the hysteria seem to be scared of the coronavirus. Do you remember the clown sightings in, like, 2016?
Oh, yeah, those are hilarious.
They were. I think in light of how we've not learned anything about it, is either evidence that, or not evidence, but it's suggestive of it. Either it was a CIA operation to study the spreads of hysteria, or it was a viral marketing campaign for the movie It, that caused a bit too much of a problem, so they pulled the plug on it and never took responsibility for it.
Or it could have been a 4chan prank, or...
It could have, but there would have been a trace of that somewhere.
Right?
There would have been screenshots of board members discussing it.
Well, and if it was specifically 4chan, that's true, or 8chan, which we know about those, and those are out there, but... I'm sure there are groups of people out there that nobody knows about that do weird things sometimes. Just you're
sure,
having a discussion on some email list, and somebody says, "Let's do this," and okay, they go out and do it. But
there were never any screenshots of that. Never any evidence of any people planning this. And there were
right.
there were
well,
schools.
If you have no defectors, there won't be.
There were schools that were put under lockdown simply because someone thought they saw a clown nearby. There were and of course you had people who were actively going out and taking pictures of clowns that other people had sighted, saying, "Oh, I just saw this down the street here," you know, lying for the attention, which just spread the hysteria even further. Until you had people posting on Facebook, "I swear to God, I wish I'd see a clown. I'd shoot him right in the face." Like, hold on. This is a clown.
Maybe he's just going to a birthday party.
Yeah, this is
you
just
know?
A person whose job is to, like, make kids laugh and stuff. Will you calm down? And I even wrote an article back then about the hysteria that this revealed and how it taught me that when someone is being hysterical, you cannot talk them out of that. They're fully insane at that point, because there were people going around going, "You better pray that the clowns don't come get you." How hysterical do you have to be saying things like this, right? But she was convinced.
And there was never a case of one of these people doing violence.
Ever.
It was just a matter of people were occasionally showing up dressed like clowns.
Which is creepy outside of context, which makes me think that, you know, it probably was a viral marketing campaign for the movie It that was being remade and releasing the year after, I think in 2017. So the timeline would make sense, but, you know, people started freaking out, and schools were put on lockdown, and people were threatening to shoot clowns and all kinds of crap, so they were like, nope, we're never taking responsibility for
this. And, of course, the other side of this, of the hysteria angle is the copycat angle, where there may have been people who had nothing to do with whatever, and I think this has to have started out as some kind of a group activity, but there may also have been people who had nothing to do with the original group, but heard on the news that people were showing up dressed as clowns wherever these people showed up, and everybody was freaking out about it, and said, well, wouldn't it be hilarious if I dressed up like a clown and showed up here, and people freaked out about it. And so there's also the copycat angle.
And we are seeing something very similar now in regard to the coronavirus, and hysteria has a habit of building on itself, right? I was talking with a few people I know about some supply issues that might happen in regard to some of the IT equipment they buy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, our suppliers are telling us that we may experience disruptions. And so this is the real deal. We might have disruptions. They might not be able to make what we want or what we want to purchase. I mean, it's a real thing. I was like, well, there's a lot of mites in that, right? Like, nothing has happened yet. You're all just speculating based on hysteria.
Well, I mean, based on the unknown. Have you ever seen the videos of cats on the internet encountering novel situations and not knowing how to deal with these novel situations because it's outside their experience?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, okay.
It sounds like there's at least one specific example that you could give.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see the first time a cat encounters a mirror.
Okay.
Okay, and it's like, they're like, oh, what do I do with this mirror? Do I fight it? Is it another cat? And of course, we know the ironic conclusion, which is the image in the mirror is the same cat, but the cat doesn't know that. Right up. And so it's just analogous that when something new comes along, we don't know what's going to happen, and we want to be prepared for all the eventualities, but we don't want to overcommit and do something that turns out to be inappropriate in the long run.
Well, the new coronavirus has evidently killed more than 1,100 people in China, making it more deadly than SARS, which was a similar concern, I don't know, what, like a decade ago, was the SARS thing. Plus you had the bird flu, H1N1, swine flu, all of these other little sicknesses, viruses, whatever, that were just going to be epidemics and were just going to affect the entire planet. And we need the World Health Organization to quarantine everyone, and government's just not doing enough to keep us safe. And the stance that Fox News is taking here. That's right, the conservative, quote, conservative Fox News, arguing that the Center for Disease Control needs to be more proactive. They need to be doing more. The government needs more money. And they need that money to fight the spread of this disease that hasn't really infected very many people in the United States. I think the flu is a bigger concern at this point to people than the coronavirus. I know a lot of people who have had the flu just this month and last month, myself among them. I don't know anyone who has had the coronavirus. So why would we give the CDC money to do something about the coronavirus instead of the flu?
Well, the coronavirus is unknown, and the unknownedness is compounded by the fact that most of this action is taking place in China, and we know that the Chinese government is, we recognize that the Chinese government is evil. Unfortunately, most people haven't come to recognize the reality that the United States government is also evil. But we know that the Chinese government is evil. We know that everything that happens, they lie about. They never tell the truth. They always say that which is advantageous to them. So they're completely untrustworthy. So we're reasoning from insufficient information. We don't know if there are 500,000 people quarantined in China. Some people believe that there are.
I heard it was 500,000,000.
That's also a possibility.
That's the issue,
we just don't know what's really happening.
All of these statements about what is going on in China, what's actually going on that their government isn't telling us about, I want to hear those stories, but all I'm finding are YouTube videos. And I've got to tell you, on the list of things that I find trustworthy, YouTube videos is... I mean, it's the domain of flat earth people, right? It's where people go to make their flat earth videos.
But it's also where people go to tell the story the government doesn't want heard, because where else are you going to go?
I don't know. What do you think is going on in China? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nobody.
And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. So finally, you have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Now, these rewards are also instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months for your payout. No, as soon as that purchase is made using Bitcoin Cash and Dash at one of these businesses that you get on board using AnyPay, you get the commission. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Plus, customers who use Bitcoin Cash and Dash will, if you work it out with AnyPay, but that's really simple. They have a form and all of that. They will get Dash back or Bitcoin Cash back. It's a cool little program. It's more incentive to spend Bitcoin Cash and Dash if you have it. I'm like, why wouldn't you want to get 10% off just for using cryptocurrency off of every purchase?
Yeah, I certainly, I mean, I'm generally hesitant to spend cryptocurrency because, you know, I have to pay a premium in order to get it back. But if there's a bonus on spending cryptocurrency, then I'm much more likely to spend it. It's like a built-in crypto discount that the brick and mortar business doesn't have to pay for.
Yep. Well, let's go to the plus. I mean, a lot of these places like Route 101 Goods, which is becoming a convenience store, offer a 5% discount on top of that if you use cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're ultimately dealing with, I think it would probably work out to be like 14.2% off because of the math or something, because you're paying them back, so you're getting 5% less of that 10% back. It's, you know how percentages are.
Yeah.
It's complicated. But yeah, so somewhere between like 15% off, right? And who doesn't like that? Let's go to the phones. We've got Mortified Penguin calling from discord.freetalklive.com. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Just a little bonus call. I heard Nobody say that, you know, people know that the Chinese government is evil, but they don't know necessarily that the U.S. government is evil. And I think that's probably taken to be, you know, people in the U.S. Generally, especially looking around with the election and everything. But, I mean, really, when you think about it, I mean, people obviously know the U.S. government is evil. I mean, how many movies, especially back in the 90s, I mean, every other movie and TV show was kind of hinting at there is a evil, you know, the government is pretty scary and pretty evil thing. And I think people around the world are very, very well aware that the entity that's called itself the United States, the actual governmental entity is very evil, and there's no doubt about that from outside of the United States. But, you know, within the United States, it's probably the same as within China. It's the same attitude of like, yeah, we know they're pretty bad, but what are you going to do? They're the guys in charge, you know? I'm pretty sure it's the exact same attitude.
I'm not convinced that most Americans agree that the American government is evil, though. Like, Bernie Sanders just won New Hampshire, and most of the people I know who voted for him seem to operate under the idea that with the right people in government, it can be used as a force for good, where their belief is essentially that we have evil people in charge now, but if we put good people there, then it will be good.
Well, we're taught from such a young age, from like the age of 5 and indoctrinated to think that system works. So, I mean, and likewise.
We seem to have lost you there.
Morty.
I'm here.
Oh, you're back.
As you were saying?
Oh, okay. Maybe that didn't come through. I was saying that, I mean, people were indoctrinated from like the age of 5 on, you know, In the system, the system works that there's some value to the political system that you can maybe, you know, change things for the better through the system. And the people in China probably believe likewise, pretty much the same thing.
Well, is there an illusion of democracy or voting having any real significance in China like there is in the United States? Because that seems to be what largely propagates the United States government and keeps it going is this myth that people have that what they vote for matters and that they exert some level of control over the American government. Does that same thing exist in China?
I mean, I have a great call one of these days that I do. I want to talk something about that. But I think that people value, in China especially, value stability and economic growth, and they certainly have that, like, in droves. And a lot of that is because, you know, maybe the policies of the government to some extent, you know. I mean, how hollow is it? How sustainable is it? But, like, you know, that's what people want. And same with the U.S. government. I mean, it's basically stability, economic prosperity. What's going to happen? What would happen with, a different way of organizing society? It's a big unknown. So people want that sort of all different sorts of security in their lives.
Good point. Well, Mortified Penguin, thank you very much for the call. I want to know what is actually happening in China, but as you pointed out,
I certainly don't want to go and find out, though, which is the only way to find out is go see for myself, but I don't want to go to China and find out.
I don't know that I don't want to, It seems like if the rumors about what's happening in China are true, like the government, was it putting steel over apartment doors to quarantine people?
Yeah. That's something. There's a Chinese Twitter account that I ran across, and this is apparently someone who is ethnically Chinese. I don't know where he was born, and he appears to be some sort of a scientist, and posting video, and I've definitely seen the videos that look very strange of Chinese, well, I can't tell if they're Chinese, but people in hazmat suits that are welding iron plates over the doors of apartment buildings, and that's sure. Something you don't see. I saw another thing that I saw was a video of a guy trying to climb down the side of an apartment building who was like 20 stories high and then falling, one would assume, to his death. And one has to wonder, well, why was he climbing down the outside of his apartment building? And maybe he was crazy, or maybe he was trying to escape because he couldn't.
And then again, it could just be the person on Twitter wanting attention and making things up in the same way that the people did over the clown sightings. It's a good time to make yourself the center of attention by doctoring footage or just taking.
It's certainly possible, though these videos were not made by one person.
Right.
If somebody staged that scene, it took a lot of people and money.
Well, you can also just find some scene that's totally unrelated that happened 5 or 6 years prior.
Yeah.
That just wasn't very popular at the time.
Yeah, especially if there's no sound or the sound is in Chinese.
This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Budget Committee is ripping President Trump's budget proposal. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, President Trump's budget breaks many of his promises.
Less than a week after promising Medicare and Social Security would be safe from harsh budget cuts, the president went and proposed slashing $500 billion from Medicare, knowing it would hurt seniors and cut Social Security by at least $24 billion.
Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican and Budget Ranking Committee member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the president for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
Another record day on Wall Street as the Dow improved 275 points to finish at 29,551. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call it to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nobody.
And the Next Generation Wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe. And instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Now, Rich, you found a Twitter feed. What do you call those on Twitter? It's not on Facebook. It's a wall, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I would say a Twitter page, maybe, but I don't know. A Twitter account, a guy on Twitter.
And it's from what? I'm confused by his tone. Is he taking really passive-aggressive shots at the Chinese government in some of these tweets?
I think that a lot of what he's saying is deeply sarcastic.
That was the impression I got, but parody, you know, Poe's Law. It's impossible to distinguish it from sincerity.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, one of the problems of the internet is, you know, I will sometimes see something on the internet and respond with, "You're an idiot." And people will say, "Well, I was being sarcastic." The problem is there are so many deeply stupid people in the world that it's hard to see something and say, "Well, nobody could be stupid enough to actually believe that," because, you know, there are people who believe in the flat Earth.
Now, like here, there's this tweet where it says, "Very sick, infected person with just the flu volunteers for quarantine." And, yeah, so I tend to think you're correct.
Yeah, and that one is a video of the Chinese, of a bunch of Chinese guys in hazmat suits.
No, this one is not.
Okay.
This is a girl in handcuffs being arrested.
Oh, okay.
And he captured it as, you know, she's volunteering for the quarantine.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely passive aggressive. Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I wish I had seen these a moment ago before I even asked, because here's a video of people actually engaging in fist fights that he captions fighting for a spot in the quarantine.
So, right.
Yeah, he's definitely being passive aggressive here. Anyway, we're going to send out a link to this here in just a moment. There's not much that I can actually get into here on the air, but it's a fascinating Twitter page is the word we're going with.
Okay, I'm down with that. Yeah, and that also, that same account does have the videos of people welding steel plates over apartment entrances, and it's also where they have the guy falling off the apartment building, and presumably to his death.
See, I don't know how far down those are. That's what I was looking for, but I didn't find those. I assume they're fairly far down. There's a lot of tweets just in the last 24 hours alone.
Yeah, and I saw this yesterday, so I haven't even seen what's at the top of this Twitter feed today. I saw what was at the top of this Twitter feed. Twitter feed, I think that's what you're supposed to call it.
Well, the feed is
yesterday.
Different. What is it? I guess you're right. It is his Twitter feed. I hate Twitter, though. I really do.
I hate all the social media platforms, which doesn't stop me from spending a lot of time using them.
So what is really happening in China? This person says, "I'm in China. Here's what's really happening." But this article is from January the 31st. So it's almost 2 weeks old at this point. There have been a lot of developments, a lot of rumors going on about Wuhan and China since then.
And the other thing you have to keep in mind is that China operates on two calendars. There's both the lunar calendar and there's the Gregorian calendar. And so, so if somebody says something happened in January, there are like two dates that
January. The article was written for the Huffington Post on January the 31st.
Okay, because I've heard recordings of phone calls where somebody said, "Oh, this happened in December," and it's like, "Well, which December?"
Yeah. This person, Peter Zhu, says the Wuhan coronavirus has dominated the news cycle lately around the world. It still is. My brother Harry and I had been planning a trip to China, but we ended up postponing it, basically. They told us that it would be hard. Our parents told us that it would be hard for them to take time to spend with us in the coming months, and that the risk seemed low. I'm confused already.
Yeah, one rarely...
There's nothing happening, but we're not going to be able to make the time to actually spend with you if you come here.
Right. Of course, that could also have been a coded communication, because the thing is, you have to be very careful what to say if you're in China, because if you say something the Chinese government doesn't like, they will cut your organs out and give them to somebody else.
Or at the very least, they will decrease your social credit score.
That too.
I think you're right, but why wouldn't this person who's in the United States just... Well, because they didn't want to get their parents in trouble, I guess.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anytime you deal with a totalitarian state, there's everything has to be taken.
Huh? They're fully totalitarian. Like, the NSA, they can read every text message sent, every email sent. And we know that. And the Chinese government, of course, they have the same capabilities. They've built those capabilities into their chat software, like WeChat and...
Mm-hmm.
All of the others, I don't remember which ones they use, but, I mean, the Chinese government has direct access to all of them.
Of course, the U.S. government does similar things. They just lie about it. For example, they bought a Swiss company that sold strong encryption software.
Yes, CIA did this. Yeah. It was just in the news.
In cooperation, I think, with the German, one of the German goon squads, where they bought a crypto company, and I don't mean cryptocurrency, I mean just cryptography, and sold a bunch of backdoored cryptography software to foreign governments, and then very happily read all of their transmissions during the Cold War.
This is why open source software is so important, and I don't want to go all Mr. Penguin on everybody, but... Yeah, if it's not open source encryption, then you don't actually know what it's doing.
Yeah, and that's true of all software.
But encryption, I would say, is probably the most important one.
Yeah, well, it's hard because when you look at the outgoing stream, all you know is you can't interpret the characters there. You can't turn them back into your original message. But there's no reason to believe that somebody with a particular secret can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what keys are.
And now that we know for a fact that the CIA has purchased encryption companies, built backdoors into them, and then sold them to the general public and sold the backdoors to other governments, it just makes it way more dangerous to trust, like, Norton Encryption or whatever. Mm-hmm. Probably has his own backdoor. And the FBI is on record trying to get backdoors to Apple's encryption technology.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple presumably resisted that. But then they were like, okay, well, we're not going to encrypt people's backups. Those will be unencrypted.
Right, right. So and, of course, every backup is a security, huge security hole.
Yeah, but it allowed Apple to pretend like they were fighting the FBI while also turning all of that information that the FBI wanted over to the FBI.
Sure.
855-450-3733.
Like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD. Plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we're trying to speculate. Well, it's useless to really speculate, but we're discussing the possibilities about what's actually going on in China. And there's just limitless possibilities here. It could be that the coronavirus is a real thing, but that it's nowhere near as big a threat as is being made out to be, and that the Chinese government is simply using the opportunity to round up and kill the dissidents.
Yes.
Because we're also hearing rumors about thousands of people a day being cremated. Is that what the allegation is?
I heard a recording that was in Chinese, of course, so I don't know what they were really saying, but it purported to be an investigative journalist calling a crematorium and impersonating somebody in the Chinese crematorium bureaucracy, and basically saying to this person, how are you guys doing? What do you need? And the woman on the other end is saying, well, we're on the edge of collapse. We're handling five times as much traffic as we normally have, and we have 110 people working for us, but it's not enough. We need another 50. And we've removed the back seats from our vehicles, and we've pressed vans into services, but we can only get 8 bodies in the van at the time. But of course, I don't speak Chinese. I don't know if that's really what they were saying. I don't know if they're really who they were purported to be. Now, this was put forward by some news agencies, but every news agency in the world lies when the government tells them to lie, and if they didn't, they'd cease to exist.
And you got to think about the major risk of calling a Chinese crematorium pretending to be a Chinese bureaucrat. That's the kind of thing the Chinese government would frown upon.
Well, yeah, and of course the question is, was the person making the call really in China or not? And the answer is, I have no idea.
Excellent point. I mean, there's
the
no
other
way
thing
for
is,
us to know.
Even if it's a real investigative call, you know, you run the risk of getting the person on the other end of the phone, who is probably in China, killed.
Well, let's go to the phones.
Saying the wrong thing.
We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah,
hi, James.
Literally, by using his own words, everything a literal nobody just said is either fake news or real news. But he got plenty of airtime to spew fake news. I should like to talk about why there is no such thing as a transgender athlete, and
okay.
That it's a problem, and it's a solution in search of a problem. Okay, now I have a discussion with you because I've heard an imbecile looking that you're looking at talk a lot about it, and I should like to say, for example, if the NCAA, let me backtrack. Every male athlete I know, and I've been involved in sports my entire life, every self-respecting male athlete I know would happily, referring to a caller from the Mariana Islands, would welcome any woman competing against him anytime. Because, for example, if the NCAA were to recognize the Michigan Wolverines male lacrosse team all of a sudden as females, they literally would never, ever, 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 ever lose a game again in lacrosse against any Division I NCAA women's lacrosse team.
Right.
Like when you,
I don't know if I would go as far as say they would never, ever win again.
Let me change.
We're having a dialogue here. So I don't know if I would go as far as saying that they would never, ever win, but they would certainly.
For a fact, I've been involved in sports all my life across the board. Aria.
I understand that.
Call yourself a female now, but you notice that a super majority of actual females that you see around Team New Hampshire, you're bigger than?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
It's a biological fact. It's a biological fact. Nothing has anything to do with you. It's just a fact.
I'm aware of this.
If I were to wrestle a woman in my weight class, she would always lose. Just as I'm 50 years old, Aria, and I went on a two-hour run today, and the supermajority women cannot keep up with me. And I'm way past my prime because I'm a male.
Yeah, I would say that's incorrect, and I guarantee you that you can find a female wrestler out there in your weight class that would stomp you into the ground.
Yeah, they're called 18 years old. I'm 50. When I was 18, that would have been impossible. Because I'm a male. But let me put it this way. Speaking of the open division,
there are female MMA fighters out there who would gladly take you up on this challenge.
Ari, you know what the Masters is?
And I would buy a ticket to see that.
Golf tournament. You know if it was open, which it actually already is?
What?
A woman would never win it. Because guys are just better than girls at everything. It's a fact when it comes to sports because we're bigger, stronger. I can assemble a male varsity.
I get you, and I agree.
WNBA,
yeah, James, hold on. You've gotten plenty of time, so I need you to shut up for a moment.
Okay.
I agree that on average, a man is more physically fit than a woman, and a man is going to win in any sort of athletic competition. It is literally on average, James. Because there are plenty of women out there who will beat men at arm wrestling, sprinting, swimming, kayaking, high jumping. There are plenty of women who will beat men at that. So yes,
plenty of women that would beat me in high jumping, and
that's what makes it on average.
But
James,
when it comes to competitive sports, it's literally a solution in search of a problem. When it comes to competitive sports, girls play against girls and guys play against guys.
So what do we do with the trans athletes?
When you let Aria Demesio play against a girl in basketball, if you have even a modicum of skills, you're going to destroy her every time. Just
okay, so who do I get to play basketball against, James?
I know.
So who do I get to play basketball against? Who do trans athletes compete against?
They're not welcome to compete against. Let me put it this way, Aria.
They're not welcome to compete against you. You don't get to speak for anyone else.
No, in an open division, any guy would happily compete against a girl if he's self-respecting.
Okay, so you agree. So you agree with Mark that there needs to be an open division where men, women, and trans people or anybody can compete.
This is what the suit is about, Aria. Lee Smith, who I actually know who he is.
I'm asking you for your solution to the problem of where trans athletes are supposed to compete.
There's no such thing as a trans athlete. You're either male or you're female.
Okay, so your answer is that male to female trans people should compete against men, right?
Let me complete this sentence without you interrupting. There is no such thing as transgender athlete. Any self-respecting male would happily compete against a female. But the reverse, by definition, is literally not fair. You get it? Because Lee Smith's son would never lose to any girl in a high school event. But Lee Smith's daughter would lose to a guy competing as a girl in the event his daughter competes in. Because it's not fair. It's like you're bigger than every woman and teen, with very few exceptions. Isn't that correct, Aria?
No, there are plenty of women who I personally know who are bigger than I am. There are plenty of them. A lot of them are more muscular.
Soft. Wait. Don't lie to me. Plenty.
I'm not lying to you.
A super minority. A super majority of women that are actually born female in your town, you're bigger than. Stronger than, and are more capable physically of doing anything they can. Literally because you were born James Demesio.
James, I want to thank you for the call and for the actual legitimate attempt at holding a rational conversation. I actually appreciated that conversation. I think your solution is ultimately that male-to-female people should just have to compete with the men. I don't agree with that assessment either. What do you think? 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.